to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us, so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing to do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you to touch and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then finally, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the news, on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to get ready to roll out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus, wanting to say to those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, your prayer praise, prayer requests, or any of those kind of things. We'd be glad to hear from you as we get rolling out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, and who do we got with us, Ruth?
Well, we have Bible Song, Holy Ghost, the Band of Angels. We got Emily and me.
Ruth, it sounds like you got two different phones there, one getting an echo.
Yeah, I got my cell on.
Well, that's causing an echo, so you're going to have to cut that off.
Well, I can get out.
Because, I mean, aren't you using just the one phone that I set you up with?
I thought you might be going back in there to play the stuff. I'm just using myself.
Well, that always causes an echo. Six told you never to use that on the program.
Well, we'll have to go back and get it when I get the energy to go back in there.
All right. Well, how you doing tonight, Em? Hello. Em, are you there? I know your mic is open on our end, Em. All you got to open is your own mic.
Kenny. My phone's acting dumb again.
Well, there you are. You're open. You're talking now. Go ahead.
You know what I told you before you called in.
Right.
And I won't take that no farther.
Okay.
All I can say is I'm not Scooby-Dooby-Doo, I'm Grouchy Oscar-Doo.
Yeah. Well, you got any prayer requests before we get started tonight?
just for the young lady downstairs and her family as a special one spoken for them.
Okay.
Also for my old special ed teacher, Mrs. Coon's family, and her passing, so it's getting me because it's like it's hard to accept the fact that I'll never be able to call and talk to her again.
Yeah.
And it's been bugging me. They like to have me since I found out, but like I've said, I'm pretty sure she knows God, and she's up there with him, so I just didn't have to ask God to help me get through it.
All right. So.
Oh, and by the way, there is something I was talking to Rue about earlier. I think Ruthie knows what I'm referring to. I think you covered the topic of depression and worrying, Kenny. Didn't you do that at one time?
Yeah, on the Friday show, we got the whole series. In fact, I can, we'll be making sure you get a copy of them on your thumb drive. You got the whole series, Anxiety, Fear, Depression, and Suicide. We did that on the Friday show.
I thought you did, but I was not sure. So, also, did you have a way to get a printed out version of that, Ken?
Well, the only way we'd be able to do that is to actually go back through each one of the programs and get the scriptures off of it. That would take quite a bit of work.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I think the party that asked me about that, Ken.
Yeah.
I could take and once I do what I have to do to put that thumb drive onto my computer, I could just let that party listen to it from my computer.
Okay. Well, if that's pretty much it, we do need to get started into our broadcast tonight and get some of our songs played tonight.
Well, let's do it in boogie.
Yeah, well, tonight we're catering to you folks that enjoy a Southern gospel type, country type gospel music tonight, and we hope everybody sits back, just enjoys as we get into it tonight, and here we go. So if you're not talking, please mute yourself tonight.
Not a fingerprint, but a name. Just on the Bible. You can read a magazine, read of love and tragic things, and not one verse of scripture, not one verse do you know. When it is the very truth, and its content's before you, dust on the Bible will doom your poor soul.
Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the dreams of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's one salvation hope. Get that dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
Jesus loves his little children, all the children of the world.
Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Everything is beautiful
in its own way. Like a starry summer night or snow upon a rainy day.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way.
Under God's heaven, the world is gone. There is none so blind, he who will not see. We must not close our minds, we must let our thoughts be free. For that love that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize that the lives we are.
Everything is beautiful
in its own way. Like a starry summer night or snow covered rainy day.
Everybody's beautiful
in their own way. Under God's hand, the world's gonna find me. We shouldn't care about the length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without the love that lives within. You can get all together now. Everything's gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on the good side. Leave it out in your mind.
Everything's beautiful.
Your commandments off the schoolhouse wall. They say it's a crime to even pray within the hall. But bless the child and let you in, knows without a doubt. Once you live inside a heart, they can't take you out. We are soldiers on the cross. We've been found recently in city streets, down country roads. We take you with us every day, everywhere we go. Those across the land working in a place where the boss man and the government say they can't share their fate. They know all too well they'll lose their job if they get caught. But to win a soul to Jesus, they will risk it all, because we're soldiers on the cross. We've been found to reach the lost in city streets, down country road. We take you with us every day, everywhere we go. And the God of all creation, we put our faith and trust and give our lives to you, because you gave your life for us. We are soldiers of the cross. We've been found to reach the lost in city streets, down country roads. We take you with us every day, everywhere we go. Everywhere we go.
Father, I love you. dying of thirst when Jesus came that day and spoke the living word. When she saw herself, she saw Jesus was her need. She found her hands are there, flowing from Calvary, flowing from Calvary, where Jesus gave his life, flowing from Calvary, where God gives us delight. Jesus came to give his all for you and me. We'll find his gift to us flowing from Calvary. Heaven can be yours, but you must understand there's only one way in, and it does not come through man. Jesus took your place, he paid your sin debt free. Your salvation will come to you flowing from Calvary, flowing from Calvary, where Jesus gave his life, flowing from Calvary, where God gives us delight. Jesus came to give his all for you and me. We'll find his gift to us flowing from Calvary. Oh, we'll find his gift to us flowing from Calvary.
Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Anywhere he leads me, I would follow, follow on, walking in his footsteps till the ground be won. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I would follow on. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Down in the valley or up on the mountain steep, close beside my Savior would my soul ever keep. He will lead me safely in the path that he has trod, up to where they gather on the hills of God. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I would follow on. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Anywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Anywhere he leads me, I would follow on.
If you'd like to get in contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have, or regarding the programming here, or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N, as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, at gmail.com. Again, KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at size6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617 and 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Tuesday.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my heart to me. Take me to the King.
Evangelist Timothy Ruger takes the mic on The Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus, with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Then on Thursday, Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Friday.
It's not because God loved us, it's because we refuse to heed the mighty
Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show. It's where you get Bible college on the air with no homework. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, and last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Russ. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm so down. All I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Russ, I wish you really knew. Could say there, David, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. And now it is time to go into our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into Psalms 40 and verse 7. Psalms 40 and verse 7.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me.
All right. And one more time.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, found in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 7. Psalm, which is actually a division of Psalm 40, verse 7. And you find here that God tells us when you're holding your Bible in your hand, you've got God in the volume of a book, and he's talking about Christ, because the Bible says, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we're talking about Jesus Christ, who came in the volume, didn't say volumes, said volume of a book, and he's talking about your whole Bible. So that is found in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Psalm 40 and verse 7. Amen. Issue all open.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411.
Hey, come on now. All right. Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you.
Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Escobula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen.
Up the dream, God's plan to This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. This train is bound. love you. Jesus loves you. Go.
Some through
contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're blind trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com, that's paypal.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6@gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, @gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. And now it is time to go into our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into Psalms 40 and verse 7. Psalms 40 and verse 7.
Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me.
All right. And one more time.
Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, found in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 7. Psalm, which is actually a division of Psalm, Psalm 40, verse 7. And you find here that God tells us, when you're holding your Bible in your hand, you've got God in the volume of a book, and he's talking about Christ, because the Bible says, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we're talking about Jesus Christ, who came in the volume, didn't say volumes, said volume of a book, and he's talking about your whole Bible. So that is found in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Psalm 40 and verse 7. Amen.
Perfect stage if you're missing all the cues. I don't care if your pastor is superpowered, your program's always new. What you need is love and truth, and men are gonna come to you. It doesn't matter that you know the Bible, it's all just in your head. The thing I need to ask you, have you done the things I said? Do you love your wife? For her and for your children, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? I don't care if you pray for miracles. I don't care if you speak with tongues. I don't care if you've said you love me in every song you've sung. It doesn't matter that your sacrifice of praise is loud enough to raise the dead. The thing I need to ask you, have you done the things I said? Do you love your wife? And with all you've got inside you, are you laying down your life? What about the others? Living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers, do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widow and the orphan cry alone? Lord, when were you a prisoner that we did not come to you? When was it that we saw you sick that we didn't follow through? Every time you turned your head and pretended not to see, when you did it not to the least of these, it did it not to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
7 days a week, but what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just ready to say heck with life and ready to feel like I'm feeling like I'd be better off 6 foot under.
I do that, Em. I don't know much about this.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling.
Well, if that's how you're feeling, you may call a friend. But remember, they're not professionals, and they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network.
Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2-F-O-R, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service, 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are there. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial is also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
In the Holy Bible, it tells us of the day when the beast shall walk among us. Nation rising against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Tribulation.
when that flame it darkens
down,
when the seven seals are broken and the
seven vials are open and the seven trumpets sound.
Read the book of Revelation for yourself.
This lesson is the metric system. For several years, there have been circumstantial evidences that the metric system might become the generally adopted means of using meters, liters, and kilos instead of inches, feet, yards, pints, quarts, ounces, and pounds. The present antiquated measurement system of the United States of America is based on arbitrary, unrelated units. For instance, the inch came from measuring a man's thumb from knuckle to tip, a foot from the length of a man's foot. A yard represents the distance from shoulder to fingertip, and a mile, 1,000 paces. A treatise written at the beginning of the 14th century on English weights and measures begins. By consent of the whole realm, the king's measure was made so that an English penny, which is called sterling, shall weigh 32 grams or grains of dry wheat. 20 pence made an ounce, and 12 ounces made a pound, and 8 pounds made a gallon of wine, and 8 gallons of wine made a bushel. The metric system developed in France during the 1790s is based on the meter, which is 1/10,000,000th of the distance from the North Pole to the equator. A meter equals 3.2808 feet. All units of measure, smaller or larger than the meter, are in tens. Thus, 10 centimeters make a decimeter. 10 decimeters make a meter, and 1,000 meters make a kilometer. In the metric system, area, volume, and mass measurements are derived from and directly related to the meter. The Celsius temperature scale has a water freezing point of zero and a boiling point of 100 degrees. Thus, the metric system meets every requirement as a universal measuring system. Therefore, it stands to reason it has a good opportunity of becoming the universally adopted system. When Thomas Jefferson was Secretary of State, it was suggested that the USA embrace the metric system, then also proposed by the French Republic. Of course, the USA did not go along with the recommendation, but in the last several years, we've seen various constructive suggestions made within the framework of our national government to change the United States to the metric system by the year 2000. In August of 1965, the House Science and Astronomics Committee sent a bill to the House authorizing a three-year, $2.5 million study of the advantage of shifting to the metric system. 5 years later, in October of 1970, it was announced that NASA, National Astronautics and Space Administration, was to become the first U.S. agency to adopt the metric system. This policy went into effect 180 years after Mr. Jefferson urged such action for his country. Of course, there's going to be considerable opposition to such a system, which is completely foreign to us Americans, because housewives must learn to buy butter by the gram, milk by the liter, cloth by the meter, and highway speed signs will be changed from miles to kilometers. Other changes will bring on the scene new nuts, bolts, tools, metal thicknesses, and mechanical drawings of different standards. Of course, there will be a grace period for transition when all measurements will be of the present system plus the metric system, giving the angry citizens time to change over and become acquainted with the new system. Let's make a brief, careful examination regarding the logical reason for such a system. I'm reminded that about 5:30 one morning during World War II on the New Mexico desert, a tremendous violent explosion took place, which was the detonating of the first atomic bomb. Many of you reading this remember these circumstances very vividly. I remember getting my copy of the local morning newspaper in the state of Virginia, where I then lived, and the headlines boldly declared, atomic bomb explodes. Everybody I met that day was excited about what had happened and its potential. A lot of people were scared, to put it mildly. It wasn't too many days later that the United States government exploded two more bombs of night nature over two different Japanese cities, bringing death and devastation to thousands and World War II to a grinding halt with unconditional surrender of Japan. Since that time, there have been the subsequent research and revolutionary development of the atomic bomb, producing sophisticated weapons for war, which include guided missiles with atomic warheads, hydrogen bombs, and outer space vehicles circling the Earth with fantastic weapons of destruction, which can be pinpointed to land on any given target anywhere in the world at a moment's notice. Presently, 90% of the world, more than 110 countries, use the metric system. With all nations adopting the metric system, you can see that the eventual centralized control of all measurements and weights is most necessary. In other words, the day of individual nationalism is almost over because the day of a one-world government has arrived, and in order to keep man from annihilating himself and to keep the nations under control, there must be a one-world ruler exercising authority over a one-world government. Actually, out of this must come a one-world measuring system, which is long overdue. And we see it being perfected before our very eyes at this moment. Of course, you know yourself there has to be a prophetic Bible reason for all of this, because the Bible is the architectural blueprint for the nations of the earth, and prophetic-minded students of God's Word are able to visualize God's permissive will through all of these happenings. Now, let me show you why I believe this whole program is on schedule. The devil taketh him, Jesus Christ, up into an exceeding high mountain, and shewed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Matthew 4:8-9, KJV. In other words, Satan tempted Jesus Christ by showing the Son of God the kingdoms of this world and offered them to Christ if God's Son would only worship him. Of course, he did not. Christ refused the amazing, ridiculous offer. Yet, the astounding truth is there just the same, means to say that the kingdoms of this world are under satanic control. Please keep that in mind. Satan controls the kingdoms of this world. Some of you listening to this may object to my theological position in this matter, but I may caution you, as one of many listeners, I'm staying right by the Bible, because the Word of God plainly says, Scripture, and we Christians know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19 in your KJV. John the Apostle, in his first epistle, declares that the entire world system is passionately embraced in the arms of the devil and is comfortably asleep in trespasses and sins and is willingly under the complete control of the evil one, Satan. Satan's systematic order of business is to capture the world through his ultra-professional program, and we must understand that Satan will do so by bringing about the one-world government, which will allow him to place his Superman at the head of such a system, and that's what we see taking place at this present time. He's so gradual, it's taking place almost unnoticed. That man will be given Satan's power, authority, and Satan's seat for a period of 3.5 years, 42 months, 1,260 days, or a time, times, and half a time. Scripture, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Revelation 13:2, 5, 7, and 8, KJV. Beginning to understand from this portion of Scripture that Satan's worldwide program is to imitate God's, and in order to accomplish such, Satan's world system is to gradually work itself into a universal government overseen by a universal ruler who will be completely satanic in every concept, higher concept, excuse me. Therefore, we are perfectly correct in our outward observation, watching the gradual trend of governments unifying themselves into a position for Satan to bring on the world scene his super rule, the Antichrist. Therefore, I strongly contend that the metric system is a closely fitted part of the overall plan for the consummation of the age. Who would have thought 50 years ago that the United States government would ever adopt such a system, having previously turned down Mr. Thomas Jefferson's friendly proposal? But now, NASA is employing the system in all of its technical reports, notes, and memorandums, contractor reports, and special publications, paving the way for when the entire system will be adopted in every phase of government in the USA. To my way of thinking, this is one of the signs of our times and points to the soon second coming of Jesus Christ. From my personal observation of the scriptures, I believe the metric system will become 100% operative in all the governments of the world, especially will the English-speaking governments, which are presently non-metric, even if eventually become 100% cooperative in this universal plan of measurement. The reason being, Satan knows Jesus Christ will eventually come back to this earth to establish a reign of righteousness which will prevail throughout the length and breadth of this earth for a millennium of years. Why do I say this? Satan knows the Bible too. Scripture, and the Lord God shall give unto him, Jesus Christ, the throne of his father David. And he, Christ, shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1, verses 32 and 33 in your KJV. We all know Satan is in opposition to God and God's Son, so naturally the evil one will endeavor to stop God's ultimate program. He will like to throw a monkey wrench into the works of his creaky could. That's why he brings his Antichrist on the world scene and gives his Son power to continue 42 months unhindered, persecuting every element of godliness in the universe. It will be during that 42 months rule that Satan's Antichrist will gather the armies of the world in the beautiful fertile plains of the Valley of Jezreel, followed by a determined, ruthless attack upon the city of Jerusalem. Scripture, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity. Zechariah 14:2. Satan's international army recruited from the nations of the earth will be sent to the state of Israel, congregated in the Middle East sector of the world, for the outward purpose of annihilating the Jews and attacking the city of Jerusalem, but in all true reality to oppose Jesus Christ at Armageddon. Scripture, and I saw the beast, Antichrist, and the kings, rulers of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him, Jesus Christ, that sat on the horse and against his army. Revelation 19:19. Christ's army was composed of all the saved of all ages and the angels. Please see Matthew 25:31 and Revelation 19:14. Jesus Christ in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation is seen coming down from heaven, followed by the armies of heaven to crushingly defeat the satanic forces of Antichrist, coming back as God's appointed dictator to bring to naught the satanic, cunningly devised one-world government, to yield a death blow to the one-world ruler and his associate, the false prophet. Scripture, and the beast Antichrist was taken, and with him the false prophet, second beast, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 19:20, KJV. Therefore, we Bible students who observe the signs of our times are perfectly within our rights to anticipate the worldwide adoption of the metric system as another step nearer Satan's goal of placing the governments of this earth under the Antichrist. Yet at the same time, we have the glorious promise that God's great dictator, none other than Jesus Christ, will at the right moment return to the earth and destroy the forces of one world government, judge the nations of this earth, put the 12 tribes of Israel under the rod, establish them in the original land, promise their forefather Abraham, and then he, the rider of the white horse of Revelation chapter 19, will begin a reign of righteousness upon the earth that will last for 1,000 years, and Satan will have no part in that reign. God will be supreme throughout the whole earth, because Satan will be in the bottomless pit prison house. Scripture, and I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. When Christ returns, the nations of this earth are to be judged and dealt with by a revolutionary plan already laid down in God's holy word in Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. From then on, a progressive governmental structure on an international scale involving universal righteousness is to increase month by month till at the end of that millennium of years, righteousness will prevail on a scale never before experienced on this planet. Such a glorious victory by Christ over Satan will bring about the final culmination of God's program for this earth in its present form, because at that time Christ will have completed his assignment as God's dictator, that God may be all in all. That'd be wonderful. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:28 in your KJV. We're seeing the hand of God at work in the world, even in the world, even in the adoption of the metric system by the nations of the earth. If you were living 50 years ago and by chance should have gone into a blacksmith shop, you would have seen all sorts of tools, some crooked, some bowed, some others hooked, but you would not have condemned the smithy because of his various tools. They were all used in the course of the blacksmith's work. Such is true of God. Some of the things we see going on may not make too much sense to some of us, but let's remember, God is at work in the world, working out his complete and the perfect will, whether it is permissive or directive, yet it is still his will. Therefore, we should rejoice that we are part of God's will. We're seeing signs that the metric system is to become a part of our everyday living. Recently, while giving a tire inflated at a local filling station, we saw passed on the window of the establishment a comparison of the weights and measures of the metric system with our present system. The federal government has begun various educational systems with various segments of our citizens to acquaint them with the metric system. Therefore, we have every reason to believe that the metric system will be universally adopted by the end of the century and will become the one world system of weights and measures. It's amazing how we observe the entire prophetic scene. We recognize that the many faceted endeavors of man's life are in harmony with the culmination of this age. I see nothing missing. The prophetic clock steadily ticks off the minutes of fulfillment relative to the signs of our time. The metric system is one of those signs. Okay, and the next lesson will be the little horn.
All right, and Ruth, who do we got with us?
We always got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Jim, and me.
All right. Well, obviously, I doubt that he's pressed the number one. So what we got is, I'm just going to make a quick comment myself, handling lots of tools and things. Yes, it is true that if you look around, I mean, even with bolts and nuts and stuff, they've got metrics, and then they got the standards, as we call them, standards, or with the inches and stuff. So, and even on your tape measures, they've got that capability. So they switch over in the United States. They haven't done it totally, but it's very easily could happen. So it very easily could happen, like in the medical field. Now in the medical field, they don't go by inches. They go by meters, centimeters, stuff like that when they're talking about measurement. It's all has to do with, in the scientific realm, they stick with the meters, et cetera. So, I mean, definitely they're making that switch. But they haven't done it totally. But like you're pointing out, that most likely they probably will use that when the Antichrist comes around. He'll use that as a universal measuring system to make everybody one. So I wouldn't doubt that. All right. Well, Ruthie, why don't you give us a closing prayer, and then we'll end out with our little segment about staying warm but safe. And then we'll get out of here tonight.
Well, we thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us today. And you did some miracles for me again. Thank you for that. Just be with everybody as they go our separate ways, but not your presence. We always have you at all times. And you've got mail. There's some prayer requests. I don't remember them all, so I know you do, sweetheart. So we just love you so much and praise your name. Love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network, to the Six Eyes Stay Warm But Safe segment, where it is better to be warm and safe than cold and in your grave. Today I'd like to talk to you about safety with different types of heating. first of all, let me talk to you about furnaces, whether gas, propane, or oil. First of all, have your furnace looked at by a well-qualified technician, not your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, whatever, that claims they know what they're doing, but a well-qualified technician who has went to school for such things. Also, be sure to change your air filter once a month, and be sure there are no debris, clutter, etc. around your furnace. Moving on, let's talk about fireplaces. We're talking about the gas-type fireplaces or wood-burning fireplaces. These areas must be well vented through a chimney. Be sure there is no clutter near the hearth, etc., and children should not be allowed to play in such an area. Also, be sure there is no debris close to the area that could catch fire. Now let's talk about space heaters. There are many types on the market today. First, let's talk about electric space heaters. Be sure all electric space heaters have the shut-off feature. Should they be tipped over, they shut off automatically. Secondly, be sure to check the cord on a monthly basis. What you should check for is, one, where the plug plugs into the wall socket. Be sure while the unit is working and running that the plug is not getting warm. If it gets warm, replace the electric heater. This is because it can overheat the plug and cause melting of the plug and an electrical fire. Secondly, check the length of the cord plug to the electric heater to make sure there is no melting or fraying of the cord, which can cause a fire. Also, be sure all cords are not under or around the space heater itself where it can be overheated or cause a trip hazard. Next, the space that a space heater should have. All space heaters should have a clearance or space between the heater and all objects near them. This is easily accomplished by putting your left leg near the heater and your right leg next to the object you want to make sure there's space between. You should be able to stand easily between the two without cramping yourself. This is at least a 2-foot space or span. Also, above the space heater, there should be nothing between the space heater and the ceiling. This will give it proper room for allowing heat to escape the heater without causing fire. The reason for this is, if, for example, wooden furniture is near it, the furniture can become overheated, dry out, and thus cause a fire. Objects such as cardboard or paper can easily become overheated and ignite. Cloth objects can easily overheat and become ignited and cause a fire. This is why there should always be a around the heater and at least over the top of the heater from the top of the heater to your ceiling should be always clear. And never, ever touch a space heater with your bare hands while it is running. Electric heaters that have fans. Do not place anything on the area of the space heater where the fan is pulling air into the fan, known as the intake valve. This can cause the heater to overheat and burst into flames. Also, put nothing on the outgoing air because of the same reason for the cause of fire. In fact, nothing should be on any space heater of any type reason that they can cause fire. Now let's talk about propane and kerosene heaters. These types of space heaters burn with an ignition source and flame. They put off CO2 due to the igniting process and the burning process. These space heaters require proper venting. They should not be used in a closed house without proper ventilation. Without proper ventilation, these heaters could cause the CO2 to build up. You would start to feel sleepy, fall asleep, and never wake up again to see your family, and they would be very saddened at your passing. So do not use these space heaters without proper ventilation. Finally, let's talk about what they call torpedo heaters or propane heaters. Some also are run by kerosene, and these heaters have a fan that takes the heat source and makes it at an extreme heat, more heat for the buck, as they say. The fan blows across the heat source and makes it hotter. These heaters are usually used in a garage-type environment. Once again, because of the heat source, propane or kerosene must properly vent it. Should never be used inside of a home without proper ventilation due to the CO2 buildup. As I stated before, this is true of all heaters, no matter their type, whether in your fireplace, space heater, torpedo heater, whatever. Young children, teenagers, or yes, even you adults should never allow children to play around them, nor should you touch them while in operation. These are causes for serious burns. We do not want you to be burned due to your space heater. Remember, proper space for your heater, proper checking of the electrical, and proper use are all important when using heaters. And finally, we want to reiterate with what we started with at the beginning of this segment. Here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want you to be safe but warm, because it is better to be warm and safe than cold and dead. And with that, we want to say good night. God bless. We'll catch you tomorrow night for a special show put on by Brother Six. He's got a special interview tomorrow night on the Jumbo Braille program. We hope everybody joins us at 9 p.m. here at the Jumbo Braille program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And you can download and get any of these programs on demand with your smartphone or tablet. Just go onto your podcast section and type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio. And once you have that pop up there, you just hit subscribe, and you'll have any and all of the programs right there at your leisure for your listening pleasure. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes, and you'll have any and all programs right there at your fingertips for your enjoyment. So we say God bless. Good night, everybody. Catch you tomorrow.